Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just want to thank you so much, Lord God, for yet another opportunity, Lord, to sit under the ministry of your word. I thank you for my brother and my sister who's listening to this broadcast today. I pray, Lord God, that you bless them. I pray that you touch them, take them to a level we have never been before. I give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you are tuning in to this broadcast for the first time this year, welcome to this broadcast. Compliments, compliments, compliments of the new year. I want to encourage you today that this year is going to be amazing for you. My name is Pastor Kenny Mukwena. I know that you are going to be so blessed by this broadcast. The purpose of this message today is just to encourage you to start the year with God. And we're talking about faith activation. We're getting our faith plugged in, getting our faith to work, getting our faith activated. It's very important that you start believing, you start the year right, you know, on a high, believing that God is moving. And if you've been, you know, the others who are starting their fast, prayer and fasting today, or they started on Monday or started a week ago, I pray in the name of Jesus that you do not quit in the middle. Go through the process all the way to the end, because we start with God. The scripture that I've been using in the past few weeks has been 1 Peter 5 verse 6, which says, "Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care," in verse 7, "casting all your care upon him, because he cares for you." So I believe with all my heart that when we start our year, this is the time where we have to seek God concerning what he wants to do through us this year. I believe with all my heart that this is a year of revival. This is a year of restoration. God is bringing revival on the earth. God is breathing the breath of life upon us right now like never before. I believe with all my heart that these are the days of Isaiah 60, where the Bible says, "Arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you and his glory will be seen upon you." Let me tell you something. There may be perplexity happening out there this year, but you and I, the scripture tells us that the Lord will arise over us and his glory shall be seen upon us. You must believe that God is arising over you and his glory will be seen upon you. It means you will experience his glory and others are going to see the glory of God upon your life. You must believe that, you know, God can use you. Separate yourself as a vessel of honor in the hand of God. Allow God to use you this year. Allow God, you know, to place you in that level where you have never been before in your life. It is very, very important that you seek God concerning the plans that he has for you this year. Remember Jeremiah 29 verse 11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." God wants to give you an expected end. But my encouragement to you is that expected end must line up with his vision and his purpose for your life. Remember what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. It says that we are God's handiwork, his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. So there is a path which God has prepared for each and every one of us. If you are listening to me right now under the sound of my voice, let me tell you, there is a path which God has prepared for you. There are certain things which only you can accomplish. That is why you are unique. You don't look like anybody. You may look like them, certain features, but nobody has the fingerprints that you have. If you open the palm of your hand and compare it with anybody on earth, you will never find a match. You are unique. God made you unique. That is why, as a human being, don't copy people. Don't try. You know, you can be influenced by people and learn and be inspired by their lives, but don't try to be them. Live your life. Run your race. Finish your course. Focus on what God has called you to do. Many people, they begin a year and they make resolutions, but they never take time to seek what God is saying to you specifically. Remember, there is everyone out there and there is you. Even in a church, like any church which you belong to, there is a vision for that church, and there is a theme for the church. Now, God also gives you a personal theme. And I'm not saying that your theme must become contrary to the theme of the church. No, you still submit to the theme of the church. And within the theme of the church, God is going to minister concerning what is your share and what is your portion and what is your role in that theme. And God will give you your own color and give you your own path on how to walk in alignment, of course, with the vision of your church for this 2021. So seek God. Ask him, what is it, Lord, that you want me to do this year? For some of us, we ask this question every year before the year comes around September, you know, August, September. I begin to seek God concerning the new year. And God speaks to me concerning what the year is going to be, both for our church and also for me personally. And I want to encourage you now, as you begin the year, seek the heart of God. You know, the Bible says that many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is God's purpose or God's counsel that is going to stand. So allow God to counsel you. Allow God to lead and guide you concerning what you must do. Allow God to reveal to you what is your part in the body of Christ this year. What is it that you were born to accomplish this year? Remember, David says that, lo, actually it's a prophecy of Jesus, says, lo, I come in a volume of a book, it is written of me. Do you know that your life is finished already? Your life is repeating. God has already finished you. God already knows you from the end. That is why the Bible tells us that in Isaiah 46 verse 10, that God declares the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done. God declares that, and he says, my counsel shall stand. I will do all my pleasure. I will do all my pleasure. So while you have your own imaginations and mindsets concerning about things that you must accomplish in the flesh, always seek for what God has for you. And let me tell you something, if you seek God with your whole heart, God is going to speak to you. That's what it says in his word, that if we seek him with our whole heart, we shall find him. Seek him while he may still be found. Many people only seek God when they face challenges. Like now, beginning of the year, seek God. That is why we call fast in the church. That is why in your church and in many churches, beginning of the year, fast is called, so that you can seek God concerning your life for this year. What is it that God wants to accomplish? I don't know how the previous years have been in your life, but I declare that 2021 is going to be an amazing year for you. God is going to line up, or he has already lined up helpers for you. The marketplace is going to respond to you. You will be 10 times better than those who compete with you. I declare upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ that God is going to lead you and guide you into all the truth. God is going to teach you how to make profit, how to do business. God is going to load your house daily with benefits. His blessing is going to be manifested in your life like never before. But I want to encourage you, seek God now. Humble yourself with fasting. Make some resolutions and commit yourself to them to read the scriptures. Man, read the scriptures. One of the resolutions you must make is that I will read the word this year more than I did last year. Have a target of the things you want to achieve in God. Remember Luke 2 verse 40, the child Jesus grew and became strong in spirit. That must be one of your goals, to grow and become strong in spirit, to grow into the stature of the measure of Christ. That's what we need. We must grow and become a perfect man, that man of faith, that man who goes beyond just, you know, believing that the power of God is at work, to experiencing the power of God. You know, I like what Ephesians chapter 3 says concerning the love of God. And it says that, you know, to know the love of God, which goes beyond knowledge, you know, to experience. He says many people know the love of God, but they don't have an experience of it. That what we must believe this year is an experience of the love of God. And you find the experience of the love of God in his word. So I want you to make a resolution this year that not only will you read the word, but you are also going to meditate on the word. You know, during lockdown, I saw many people who were doing a marathon, a reading marathon of the word, and say, this week we're going to finish the book of this week we're going to finish the book of this. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's everything wrong if all you do is consume for information, but there is no digestion. No, there must be digestion. If you just consume, look at the cow, for instance. A cow goes out into the field, and then it graze. And then whatever it graze, it goes into the stomach. But in the evening, if you go into the crawl, for some of you who stay in farms or in the township or in the village, or you grew up there, you will realize that when it's evening, you go into the crawl, you find that all these cows are busy chewing. Why? Because during the day they were storing, but now there is a chewing part where the ingredients and the nutrients are being drawn out now. And this is what I want to encourage you. Don't be impressed that you have finished the chapter, but there is no revelation that you drew from that chapter. There must be revelation. There must be revelation. It must not be head knowledge, you know, but there is no revelation in your inward man. That is why Proverbs 29 verse 11, it says that without vision, people perish. And it says those who can't see what God is doing, in the Message translation, it says they stumble all over themselves. But if you attend to what he reveals, those who attend to what he reveals, or if you attend to what he reveals, you are most blessed. So the blessing is going to be drawn from the revelation that is placed in you. You're going to grow and be conformed to the image of the Son of God when you grow in revelation, seeing in the Spirit. That's where faith begins. Faith begins when you can see what God is doing. Faith doesn't begin because you have read the scripture. No, faith begins when understanding comes. That is why most of the time when you say, many people, when instead of saying, oh, I understand, they will say, I see. Why? Because every time something makes sense, you see pictures. You see pictures and you see the connection of this. And that's what I'm talking about today, to say, don't just read the word this year. Read and meditate on the word of God. And don't just end it in reading and meditating on the word of God. Spend time with God in prayer. I tell you, these two, if they are in your life, you will find that you will not struggle to do the Rhema word. Because let me tell you, there are things that God has written in the scriptures which will never become a reality in your life until they are revealed to you, to a point where you do them by revelation. One of the things that you must, I want to encourage you to do this year, take communion and tithe. We see that in the book of Genesis chapter 14. I'm not talking about tithing under the law, where tithing was a command. No, I'm talking about tithing by revelation. Nobody commanded Abraham to tithe, but look at the picture. The Bible says he was coming from the slaughter of Kedoloma and the armies that were with him. And then he meets Jesus, who there is hidden under Melchizedek, whom the Bible says that he has all the credentials of Jesus. And then Melchizedek came with bread and wine, which is the Holy Communion. And Abraham came with the tithe. Now, the Holy Communion proclaims the death of the Lord. That's what Jesus said. We must do this to remember him. The Apostle Paul says when we partake of the Holy Communion, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. But when Abraham came with the tithe, he was proclaiming the life of Christ, because when you read Hebrews 7 verse 8, it tells us that there he testified that he lives, that Jesus Christ lives. He acknowledged and saw him as the high priest. This must be in place by revelation in your life. But it starts with you fellowshipping with the Lord in prayer, fellowshipping with the Lord in his word. And then God will begin to minister these things to you. You may find that you really believe in tithing, but you've been struggling to tithe. Why? Because there is no revelation. 2021, one of your resolutions must be that I want to walk in the highest level of revelation. I want to see God. When the scripture says that God has revealed what eye has not seen, what ear has not heard, what it has not entered into the heart of man, he reveals them by his spirit and reveals them to your spirit man. So as you fast and as you pray, as you humble yourself and set yourself aside for God, I pray that God will give you revelation and never stop. Keep going. Finish 2021 very strong, because you started well. May God bless you this year. May God manifest his glory in your life like never before. If you've been listening to this broadcast and you're not born again, I want to give you an opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. So make this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for dying for me on the cross. Today, I give you my life. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. I make you my Lord and my Savior. If you made that prayer, you are born again. Find a church that preaches Jesus. Make him first place in your life. Read his word and pray, and continue to tune into this broadcast, and your life will never be the same again. I will see you one day in heaven. God bless you. Till we meet again. next time.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.